listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen and I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. In 1492, just to see what he could see, Columbus, an Italian, looked out across the sea. He said, Isabella, babe, the world is round, and the USA is just a-waiting to be found. In 1609, on a bright summer's day, the Half Moon set anchor in old New York Bay. Henry Hudson, a Dutchman, took a good look around. He said, boys, this is gonna be a hell of a town. Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. When the King of England started pushing Yankees around, we had a little trouble up in Boston town. There was a brave Negro, Crispus Attucks was the man, was the first one to fall when the fighting began. Colin Kelly was a pilot flying down low. Levine pushed the button that let the bomb go. They sunk the Haruna to the bottom of the sea. It was foreigners like those kept America free. Oh, listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll assure you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. Now, Bilbo, you're taking one heck of a chance. Your good friends, the DuPonts, came over from France. Another thing I'm sure will be news to you. The first Mr. Bilbo was a foreigner, too. Listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America great. Well, you don't like Negroes, you don't like Jews. If there's anyone you do like, it sure is news. You don't like Poles, Italians, Catholics, too. Is it any wonder, Bilbo, that we don't like you? Oh, listen, Mr. Bilbo, listen to me. I'll give you a lesson in history. Listen, I'll show you that the foreigners you hate are the very same people made America.